Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Thanks for being here today. Be here for about 30 to 40 minutes. Deep calming breath, segueing right in. Looking at Lucifer. Lucifer, the archangel, in many adaptations, religious connotations, derivations, so forth. Today, and in upcoming episodes, continuing to research Lucifer on the World Wide Web, always trying to avail everyone opportunities to edify there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. One reference, Wikipedia, not one of my most favorite, but it's there. Wikipedia.org/Lucifer provides, not sure if it's a comprehensive overview, in the eyes and ears of the beholder, comprehensive overview of Lucifer in various contexts, including mythology, religion, popular culture, Encyclopedia Britannica online, Britannica.com, and then putting in the topic Lucifer, classical mythology there, offering another detailed analysis of Lucifer's history and interpretations, yet another of the many World Wide Web online referencing mythology websites, exploring many of them dedicated to mythology, such as www.greekmythology.com and or www.theoi.com for in-depth information on origin and characteristics of Lucifer in many different cultures as it's depicted on the World Wide Web. Also points of reference on the World Wide Web, the good, the bad, the ugly. You can search for Lucifer infographics, quotation marks, on platforms like Pinterest.com or GIPHY.com/explore infographics to find visually impairing and appealing, depending on your adaptation, your five senses interpretation of summaries of key information. YouTube videos out there, many pertinent to the subject. Look for documentaries, educational channels, and religious discussions related to Lucifer to gain diverse perspectives and interpretations as they're revolved on the World Wide Web, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Consider, quotation fingers, Lucifer, Morningstar Explained, and also quotations, Biblical Truth About Lucifer, or continuing in quotations, Lucifer in Mythology, just for different angles as you peruse and do your own homework where applicable, if the subject matter intrigues you enough to do so. Scholarly articles and news pieces can be found and offer unique insights. Search them for academic databases or news websites, Point Counterpoint. We talk a lot about that in the Okagi Show. Getting harder all the time to be able to do that. So explore articles like, quotation marks, Many Faces of Lucifer, or quotation marks, Lucifer from Angel to Devil, for diverse perspectives out and about to compare and contrast. Biblical references, many consult the Bible directly, particularly the book of Isaiah, where the name Lucifer appears. Analyze the context and interpretations of those references. Based on my research, which is ongoing, you may want to look at generalizations of Lucifer in search engines, mythology, religion, angel, devil, fallen angel, morning star, Lucifer morning star, Lucifer myth, biblical studies, religious studies, mythology lover, mythology enthusiast, just to get the proverbial ball rolling as you decipher and interpret what we've been exposed to in the so-called history of Lucifer. You heard Tim Doyle's excerpt, MP3-wise, as part of the Path to Oneness membership program, which I'm embarked in, and he and I have already talked about Lucifer on air, and I wanted to share that tape, MP3-wise, here, as a snippet, if you're not already familiar and or enrolled in Tim's program, as to the adaptation according to the Golden Ones, and as Tim understands it. So, throughout this show, hopefully perceived as informative and engaging, will capture the essence of Lucifer, the angel, devil, or something else. Exploring the myths and the meanings of Lucifer, the truth behind the biblical Lucifer, unraveling the mystery of Lucifer, from mythology to pop culture. Digging deeper into Lucifer from angel to devil. We all can refine our research and craft even better exploration titles, hashtags on digging deeper. Love to have you interchange with the two probing questions that are in the context of the show today at my voicemail message board. It's great for fodder with in-studio guests, much like Tim, and the expertise to decipher. Help us out. What's your adaptation? What's your interpretation? What would be some potential questions you may want to ask Tim for upcoming shows? Artistic depictions. Explore how Lucifer has been portrayed in art, literature, and music throughout history. I'm doing that as part of a project, self-taught Mandarin, and about the culture. So I'm fascinated with the Chinese adaptation of Lucifer. And after a quick 10-second break, that's what I'm going to dig into. So Lucifer, beyond the binary of angel and devil, the untold story of Lucifer, from mythological hero to modern villain, depending on where you garner your fodder, your information, your religious convictions, whatever, the good, the bad, and the ugly on the world wide web. Was Lucifer truly an angel? Continuing exploring the ever ongoing historical debate, Lucifer, fallen hero, or misunderstood deity? How did Lucifer become the devil that most of us know him as today by most of the broad brush adaptation that may not be the adaptation? Was Lucifer truly an angel? Exploring the debate. Let's go biblical, referencing some best biblical references right after this 10-second break. We'll be right back taking a look at Lucifer. You can call me Lucifer if you think you should. I know I'm good. Goofing around, Bob Seger, Asmer Music. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. continuing with our look at Lucifer. Biblical references. Let's take a look at the Bible. I isolated a few, quoting directly Isaiah 14, 12, 15. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Ezekiel 28, 12, 19, quoting verbatim, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I can cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee down to the earth. I will lay thee before the kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffickings. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will turn thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of them all. Behold thee. Deep calming breath. Other worldwide adaptations. A couple of verses from Isaiah and Ezekiel, forming the foundation of the Christian and Jewish understanding of Lucifer as a fallen angel. However, the concept of a rebellious figure who challenged the divine order, and they have parallels in so many other cultures. History, as it's been presented over the history of the planet. For instance, Babylonian mythology, the myth of Etana, E-T-A-N-A, tells the story of a shepherd who ascends to heaven but is ultimately cast down for his hubris. Also, spelt Z-O-R-O-A-S-T-R-I-A-N-I-S-M, Zoroastrianism, also spelt A-H-A-H-R-I-M-A-N, that's A-H-R-I-M-A-N-E-R-M-A-N. So Zoroastrianism and Ahriman represent the destructive force in the universe, often seen as an adversary to the benevolent, spelt A-H-U-R-A-M-A-S-D-A, Aurora Mazda. No, not the car, Mazda. Joking around a little bit. Also, the Islamic translation, Iblis, spelt I-B-L-I-S, is the figure who refuses to bow to Adam and is expelled from heaven for his disobedience. So that's, what, four different adaptations you throw in Catholicism, and the Jewish adaptation, just a handful, half dozen or so, of the many adaptations. You just heard Tim's and the Galactic Ones, the power from the Golden Ones in the membership program, which I'm also embarked, and Tim and I have talked about archivally. And Tim and I will talk about Lucifer, I'm sure, again, over the many times that he'll be visiting me. I don't think we'll be talking about that. He's coming back on my radio show tomorrow. And I think we're going to try to pick up China, and we'll update everybody on the next upcoming video that he and I will be doing, and then the continuing videos that he's doing twice monthly, based around the lunar moon cycles in the membership program, and then all the many other fine podcasts. Fellow brothers and sisters in the podcasting world have done a great job. They're all listed on the video pages over at the Path to Oneness. So let's take another deep calming breath. When we come back, I'll probably extend another 15, 20 minutes for the last part of today on the overview of Lucifer. You can call me Lucifer if you think you should. Grab a bell, goofing around. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year with your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us. Subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath, segueing into the last part of today's show. Thanks for being there. Be here for about another 10 minutes, give or take. Thanks for being patient. Thanks for being here, however you got here, including fast forwarding. But do retain the whole article. Play it back in. Hopefully, we'll be better off because of that. So, what's the topic? What's the frequency, Kenny? What's this interview? What will the interview be? What's our role or expertise, Tim and I, when he comes on the show tomorrow at taping on this radio show, Tim Doyle? It'll be his first time on this platform. The key points and takeaways that we hope to impart upon you is we want the listeners and viewers to remember and interchange and exchange by being participants in the voicemail message board. What's your personal brand or style? Be it professional, humorous, inspirational, and specifically, what's your interpretation of Lucifer here in this article today and show? So upcoming episodes, we'll continue to unveil the mystery of Lucifer with Tim, a holistic exploration with Tim Doyle. We'll go beyond the devil aspect of it, an element of it, experiencing and exploring the spiritual dimension of Lucifer with Tim. Maybe not so much tomorrow, because we're trying, he and I, to keep these snippets embraced around the membership program to somewhere's 15 minutes, maybe north of that, because of eventually little blips on the radar screen, cyberspace, and so on and so forth. We're doing fine, by the way. Moving forward, we want to keep them briefer. So that will facilitate the expansion of the planned at least once-a-month visits by Tim here, embraced around his own two monthly podcasts, embraced around the Lunar Cycles, and then all the other podcast shows that he's participating on. And we're doing this together, the networking of those of us that are participating in the program, are entertaining program, the program, or want to get in touch or are in touch wherever our sojourn is with our own spirituality. So beyond the devil, we know that unveiling the Chinese depictions of Lucifer, there's the rub. Tim's resided in China for over a decade. And I want him to stepping stone where those of you that may not know him to a full degree or somewhere in between. I think it's a great way to revisit what the Chinese culture is. He's lived there for 10 years. Get the ambiance. Do you clear, perhaps, the perception in the theater around the world? And then being very self-serving in my study of Mandarin Chinese history in a program entrenched with self-teaching Mandarin, I've incorporated all of these subjects to include the Chinese derivation, which we'll have Tim shed some light on. So how does China view evil overall? How do they have depictions within their folklore, culture, and history of Lucifer or similarities thereof? Lucifer in the East, if you will, a different perspective on so-called rebellion and divinity. Eyes, ears, five senses of the adaptation, interpretation, religious backgrounds. How were you raised? What is, again, interact at the polls. Let us know. What kind of questions upcoming would you like to have framed around when Tim comes on the shows to break down the membership even more? PathToOneness.com. You can find all about Tim, the program, the membership, Lucifer, the depiction there that you heard audio-wise here today. Researching specific Chinese figures and stories that might be considered similar to Lucifer, such as Doumu, Diumo, Daomu, the goddess associated with the North Star, or spelt S-U-N-W-U-K-O-N-G, Sun Wukong, the Monkey King, known for his rebellious nature. Boom, I just did two self-serving. Using my shows as such in my self-teaching of Mandarin. Each and every day I interject Mandarin via written, lots of room for improvement. The symbols, really, lots of room for improvement. The tonal inflection, very much so, room for improvement. Ongoing saga of self-teaching Mandarin the language. Those of you that join the shows, all embraced around my granddaughter, Ada, fluent in the subject, who's going to tutor me next summer. This was all a madcap scheme of mine. It's not a scheme to help her put down, as she is now a junior, and then progress in high school, then progresses to her senior year, the summer in between, coming up, as she aspires for secondary education beyond, to put this on her resume, college application, and then later on when she gets out into the big bad world, combined with coding. And she has a fascination with the history. And another show, we talk about coins, and I've given her coins about Mandarin history and so forth. Pulling it back this way, wrapping it up here, that all entwines in my full retirement now. Part-time market sharing at the business shows, but more so main mentor moments, M-A-I-N-E, the beautiful state I reside in here in continentally in the USA. Main mentor moments, main cross promotion, main manufacturing, direct to the manufacturer, all of these programs in goodwill ambassadorship, in lieu of where many of them, not Tim's because they didn't know him at the time, have supported financially years ago. We talk about all of these things. All good. Now in retirement, fixed income, the way that you can do things other way in lieu of financially, which I really have to look at. All good. Business, life. So we do it. Goodwill Ambassador comes from more, comes from the heart. All of those are fodder for upcoming shows. Being respectful of cultural differences when discussing any religious or mythological concept, including these. Focusing on unique aspects of Chinese adaptations rather than simply comparing them to Western portrayals of Lucifer, for instance. And Tim and I chuckled. We both were brought up in the Catholic Church. So the Catholic adaptation, a lot of things. Yeah. So we will talk about Dao Mu and Sun Wukong, the Monkey King and the goddess associated with the North Star, in upcoming episodes. Little overview here, synopsize. Dao Mu, while not directly comparable to Lucifer as a fallen angel, Dao Mu shares some interesting parallels. Both are associated with the North Star, all my astrological friends, to include Tim, that I confer to. Or Eisenhower, Rockwell Spring, many. And in the guided meetings that we have each and every week, Seth Leif Brzezinski, freedomsnap.org, all of the groups within that. Eastern Standard Time Tuesday. Just had another enlightening one last night. Energy healing continuing. Almost a year there now, our group continuing. Here, subjects we've talked about for a really long time. Yin-yang, yin and yang, Americanizing it. Yin-yang, yin and yang, both in the food concept, proof of mind, the body, and the soul. But here embodying both the benevolent and wrathful aspects reflecting the yin-yang concept of Chinese mythology. Here, additionally isolating Duamu, who held a very complex position. We'll expand upon that upcoming. Also, association with the North Star. Tim, astrological readings, numerology, including my own, which I inadvertently deleted. I'll chuckle with Tim. I'll reorder another one. But he does those charts. That's part of the membership program. Again, the Path to Oneness. Explore it for yourself. There's a lot contained for $99 for those that may entertain something like that, including, and not to minimize this when I say it this way, if you minimize, or not minimize, but if you look at just the MP3s alone, 150 of them, at least a face value of $3, that's $150 savings right there. So if you take the 99 off the top, I guess that's the way I usually do math. You've paid for it, and still on the bonus side of cash-wise, $46 or whatever. Deep calming breath. So, Sun Wukong, the Monkey King, is a more direct comparison to Lucifer due to his rebellious nature and defiance of authority. He challenges the heavenly order, similar to Lucifer's rebellion against God. However, Sun Wukong, or Wukong, ultimately undergoes a transformation towards redemption and self-discipline. Redemption and self-discipline. Mentor moment, main mentor moment, business and in life, mostly in life. Hover on those two words for today with all due respect as we slowly start to segue out and over another couple of minutes. So unlike the traditional portrayals of Lucifer as eternally evil, movies and what have you, we're going to try to look at rebellious nature, defiance of authority, the parallels of Lucifer in rebellion or out of it with all of the adaptations. This is where we need your interaction. How do you guys and gals see it? What was your culture? What was your background? What was your religion? What was your conviction? It doesn't matter as long as it's all in good taste for the purpose of study and the benefit of benevolence, intuitive minds, yin and yang. concept of yin and yang is crucial in understanding Chinese interpretations of good and evil. Unlike the Western binary, an absolute good versus absolute evil Hollywood derivation perhaps, yin and yang represent two interconnected and interdependent forces that are present within everything. So in the context of figures like Duanmu and Sunwuan, their complex and multifaceted nature reflects the dynamic interplay of yin and yang, which I'll be talking about at the Holistic Healing Hour a little bit later on the food and nutrition side, one of my other shows, Workouts for Geriatrics, a.k.a. Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, talking about health and wealth. And health and wellness. Yin and yang, there under the auspices of those titles. So, they may possess both positive and negative qualities, blurring the lines between clear-cut categories of good and evil that are spun around in the vortex of the history of mankind on this planet, especially any wars, but especially religious ones. So exploring other Chinese figures like Zhonghui, a demon slayer who was once a powerful but ostracized scholar, his story touches on themes of rebellion, societal injustice, right up Grandpa Bill's alley. Frustrated storyteller. These are the things I do in my bucket list moving forward. So we will embrace those subjects moving forward as well. So Mo, M-O, Moi, which can be translated as demon, but carries a broader meaning encompassing negative forces, chaos, and destructive impulses. This nuanced term provides a different perspective on the concept of evil compared to our Western interpretations. So by continuing to delve deeper and deeper into all subjects, isolating Lucifer, moving forward, Lucifer here in this example, and the ones I just mentioned, hopefully we all can gain a richer understanding how good, evil, rebellion, authority are portrayed in any mythology, including Chinese and folklore around the world, offering a valuable contrast to Western understanding of figures like Lucifer. We want to remember to approach these comparisons, and we do, with sensitivity and respect for all cultural differences. Segueing out, this isn't Jerry Springer, this isn't negative, that's counterintuitive to good health. At this juncture in time, everybody knows somebody challenged, confused, perplexed, the precipice of time. We're going to continue to get through it and on the backside, peacefully, calmly, communally, arm in arm. All the wild animals being driven out of their environment worldwide, domesticated animals challenged in different ways, just like we humans, prices of food, medication, etc. Feral animals, for sure, rescue animals. We support them forever and will continue to talk about them. That's my juggling act. Animal-centric, human-centric. Been really predominantly human-centric for quite a while. We'll get back to the animals. Going to be doing an article in my blog and shows upcoming with expertise in that genre as well. So continue to pay it forward. We have members, and blessed to be so, of large numbers of intuitive groups. Patchwork quilting, one star seed at a time. The big multi-piece jigsaw puzzle that a holistic apothecary spiritual medicine is. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Never will be a universal consensus, but I am the porcelain junction box, putting you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, Reiki masters, astrologers, numerologists, psychotherapists, always encompassing the expertise within all of those categories. Food for the mind, literally food for the body, water and sustenance, earthen-derived clays, well-crafted foods, tinctures, things that I've done for a lifetime and will continue to do so and have done I firmly believe in a former lifetime. With no recollection of it, I believe I was a wolf or an eagle. Don't know that. I believe my next journey, most assuredly, will be some kind of a capacity to continue and challenge the great Harry Houdini and or Douglas MacArthur. But for now, I still will return. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.